Okay, we're going forward. We're on where we just finished off, Lamed Aleph, about halfway down by the two dots. So it says over here, Ezehu Karfeif, which is a Karfeif. So we had two opinions in the Mishnah. Right, let's just a quick recap. Yeah, Rebbe Yehuda seemed to say that it's close to the city. Rebbe Yossi said, even if you can, even it's far away from the city, as long as it's got a key. So now, Ibailahu, they ask the question, Heichi Ka'omar. Right, so how is he saying, so this is first Rebbe Yehuda, right? Kosh Samach La'ir. When it says anything that is close to the city, yeah, the Hud is Le'Pusakas. And it also has a key. I mean, it has both factors. I mean, and Rashi points out that generally, these enclosed areas, you know, you have a key to them, you know, even though it doesn't have to be said, you know, it has a pesacha. So basically, it's close and it's got a key. But also, Rabbi Yossi comes Rabbi Yossi Lameima, Kivan de Isle Pusachas, since it's got a Pusachas, a filu, Batoch Tchum Shabbos, Nami, even if it would be within the extremities of the Tchum Shabbos, meaning it's far away, would also be fine. And Rashi points out over here that basically Rabbi Yossi is coming to say that even if it's far away, it's fine. Yeah, if you have a key, yeah, but if it's close, you don't even need a key. So basically he says, so Rabbi Yehuda says you need both, right? You need it to be close, and also you need a key. And comes along, Rabbi Yossi is to say, no, either, however you say it. So that would be sufficient, a posachas, or close. Okay, that's one understanding. Or Dilma, Hakikama. This is what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. So back to the Mishnah, like the first part. Kol shusamach la'ir, as long as it's samach la'ir, yeah. Bein de is lepusachas, whether it has a pusachas, bein de leis lepusachas. Basically, Rabbi Yehuda is saying I don't really care about the key, right? He's saying the only factor is, yeah. Is if it's close, the proximity. But also Rabbi Yossi, and he says no, right? He says, "Lameima afilu b'toch tchum Shabbos." Even if it's far away, I don't care about proximity. For dafka, but specifically the isle pusachas, it needs a key. That's what's important. Yeah, aval leisle pusachas. If he doesn't have a pusachas, afilu samach le'ir nami. Even if it will be close to the city, nami lo, it would be no good. So according to this second opinion, basically it's, you know, only this, he said, right? Rabbi Yehuda says close, and Rabbi Yehuda says only this, yeah, is a key. Okay, so Tashma, midiktani, from the way that it was taught in the latter part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shenichnasin loy b'pisachas. Anytime that you go in there with a pisachas, b'afilu b'toich tchum Shabbos. Even with it, if it's within the Tchum Shabbos, so that's a quote. So it says the Gemara, Shma Mina, Rabbi Yossi, Tarti Lekula Ka'omar. Rabbi Yossi is saying two for the Kula. There's two Kulas. So I think it means there's a second Kula, right? So we understand from here that basically the Rashi points out that we understand that Rabbi Yehuda was Matia, permitted, even if it's just one thing, even if it's close, right? And comes along Rabbi Yossi to say, no, either. Yeah, either it's close, or if it's got a key. So basically, it's funny, it's got like a new option. So basically, according to this, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, dafka, close. Yeah, and then Rabbi Yossi is coming to say, either. Ka'amar, shmarmina. So I just go over that. I actually, you know, was thinking about this. So basically, we have three variations of the machlokas. Yeah, the first one was basically just going back. You'll see if you go, but it's basically it's like both or either or dafka this one and not the other. So let's go over it. And the first case was that we're saying that Rebbe Yehuda needs both, right? He for sure needs the close, right? Right, and he also needs a key. And then Rabbi Yossi comes to say either. Yeah, that was the one. Or Dilma, perhaps it was like this. No, Rabbi Yehuda is saying dafka, close. And then Rabbi Yossi is saying, no, dafka, key. All right? And then we said Shema Minah, which is kind of funny, which is a different variation, that Rebbe Huda is basically saying Dafka close, and Rebbe Yossi is saying either. That's how Rashi understands it. Okay. Masnisin. Oh, no, I didn't finish it though. Okay. Amma Rav Sala, Amma Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yirmiya, Halacha ka Rebbe Yossi, Lahakel. The Halacha is like Rebbe Yossi, Lahakel. And even though we said, yeah, the Halacha is not really like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is the Yechidah, I think that means that obviously you need Karfeif and you also need it to be gathered together, but we're lenient in the sense of what a Karfeif is. Right?
Well, you can gather from.
Right. I mean either. Meaning either it's close to the city,
or you have a key,
and even it's further away, as long as it's inside the scope. Right. And obviously, as we learned earlier, you would need it to be the wood to be gathered up as well. Okay. Masnisin. Ein mevokin eitzim. You can't chop up wood, lo min a koiros, not from the beams, yeah. Of a lo min a koiros nishbara, or not from a beam, even a beam that was broken beyond top, and it seems to be you're going to use it for firewood. Nevertheless, you can't use it. The aim of vokin, lo be cardum, you can't chop with a cardum, maybe some kind of like axe like thing. Yeah, we're going to actually, there's going to be two, basically, different kinds of cardums mentioned in the Gemara. The lobe of Megera basically means a saw. It's like a blade with sharp teeth. The lobe of Magal, and not with a Magal, some kind of it's like a sickle kind of thing, but I suppose the one for chopping wood. But yeah, a strong one. The lobe of Kofitz, and not with the Kofitz, we said before thank you. Elab of Kofitz, only with the Kofitz, which is, as we had before, was the like a cleaver, it's a meat knife. Right? You can only, it's basically, You can chop your wood with kitchen utensils, whatever. We'll see. But it's a big knife. It's not like you're not allowed. Basically, you're not allowed to cut. Right. It says you can't cut from these woods. Yeah. And if you cut, you can't use these tools.
Yeah. Yeah. But what about the Gemara again, or what?
The Gemara's going to speak about that right now because it's kind of misleading the Gemara. Yeah, and there's a bit of a contradiction. Yeah, yeah, there's a bit of a contradiction in the Gemara. So let's see. So Amar Hamart, it said, Reisha, the beginning of the Mishnah, says Ein Mevokoyend, you can't cut, right? It sounds like you can't, right? Full klal. And so Rashi says it seems to be that it's a malacha. You're not allowed to chop wood on Yom Tov, right? So it sounds to be a malacha. But then it carried on saying, but aval bekupitz, you can cut wood with this kind of utensil. So what's going on? If it's a malacha, you know, like sometimes we allow a shinui, but that doesn't seem to be satisfactory. So I'm a Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Shmuel, so Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. Yeah, chsuri mechsu, there's actually a bit missing from this Mishnah, v'hachi k'tani, and thusly it should be taught. Right, ein mevokin, you can't cleave or chop min hasor shel koiros from a pile of beams. Velo min a koiros shenishbara b'yom tov, and not from a beam, even a beam that got broken on Yom Tov. However, so this is what adding in this in another thing about mevokin min a koiros shenishbara, you can chop from a beam that got broken mi erev Yom Tov, right? Because if it got broken from erev Yom Tov, then it's not muksa. Because again, we said about beams, right? You don't use for firewood because beams are expensive, right? So they're not normally allocated. We said even Rabbi Shimon, yeah, wouldn't allow you to light a beam on Yom Tov, right? Because it's so, no, but if this beam got broken on Erev Yom Tov, so now what are you going to do with it? Obviously, you're going to use firewood. And over here, when Yom Tov came in, yeah, it was already in the state of firewood. So then you could use it. So there's no problem with muksa.
Wait, so you can't cut from a pile of koros,
It means muksa koros, basically. So that's what we just said. You can cook from, well, basically, you can cook like this. You can cook from any firewood, but building wood, yeah, no, that's set for something else. Yeah, you generally can't cook from. The only exception to that would be if it was already broken on Erev Yom Tov. Okay. So now, Ukashein Vokin, and when you do cut, yeah, when you're allowed to, you selected your wood out that you're allowed to cut, yeah. Aim Vokin, Loba Kardom, you can't use a Kardom, yeah, Veloba Magal, and you can't use this Magal, Veloba Magera, and you can't use a Magera, Ella Bakufitz, you can only use a Kufitz. So Tani Namiyachi, Ein Mavokin Eitzim, Lo Minasoya Shell Koros, not from the pile of beams, but Lo Minakoros Shanishbara, and you can't do from a beam that got broken, Beyom Tov. Lefi, now Rabbi Shimon would allow that, right? That's one of this is what we said earlier, this is a Stam Mishnah's like Rabbi Yehuda over here, because now it is like firewood, it just wasn't at the beginning of Shabbos. Right, Lefi, She'ein, She'eino min ha-muchon, because it's not from the muchon. Oh, so you see at the end, what's the problem? Yeah, because it's not min ha-muchon. It's a muksa issue, right? So you see, we proved over here that this Mishnah, the prohibition of cutting the wood is a muksa issue, not a malacha issue. Okay, well, pretty early still, so I'm going to carry on for this. We'll wrap this up for the Shem. Okay, below Bakardam. Right, you can't cut from a cardam, okay? So when you're cutting wood, you can't use a cardam. So now, Amar Rav Chinana Bar Shlamia, says Rav Chinana Bar Shlamia, Mishmei de Rav, Lo Shanu, that that we said it's prohibited, Ela B'Nekeva Shalom, it's in the female side of the blade, of Al B'Zochra Shalom, but in the male side is Mutter. Okay, fine, so basically, we've got a two-headed tool over here. Right, there's a female and there's the male. So Rashi explains the difference between the female and the male. It says the female is a wide blade, yeah, and the male is a shorter blade, is a thinner blade. So now, in there's a nice Rabbeinu Chananel over here, which I kind of liked, which kind of puts a bit together. You see Rabbeinu Chananel below the cardam over here. Lower cardam is about like 10 lines down the Rabbeinu Chananel. It's the right column. I don't know on your old Gemaras, but on these blue ones, there's the lower cardam. Found it, okay, good. It says, right, Vahani Mili Ben Akeva Shulo, Vahua Panimi. It's the inner one, Harachov, that's wider. Avalba Zachra Shuloi, but in the male part of it, Hayotzim Min Achorov, that goes out kind of from the back, right, Mutter, that would be Mutter. Yeah, Nimsa Zeh Kardam, you see this Kardam, Hatzada Rachov Osa, the wide blade would be Osa, and the Tzada Mutta, and Vatzar, and the thin one is going to be Mutta, okay, a Peshutahi, this is a very posh Sugya, and I'll tell you anything else because you can figure that out. So why don't it's like this though, but let's say, I think it's like, you know, you've got a blade like this like kind of curved blade, and there's like a bit sticking out of the back, it sounds like. You don't agree with that? Okay, fine. But what does it want? Because Rashi just says it's wide and thin, but he mentions the female and male, that kind of bit female and male. The female goes in. Let's look. No. What are you talking about? See this? No. This. I imagine it's like. Like no, because also he says it's like I don't know if that's even good. Let's look. No, I didn't enjoy it. See, I should have maybe like that. Yeah, okay, no, that I kind of like actually. But you've got a wide blade, but I think it's more that the point of it got sticks out like that more. In fact, than that. That's what I think it's like. This is a female wide blade, kind of curves, and there's a spitz that goes out of the back, which is for like breaking things. This is for like cutting more and fashioning things, because you know, with your curved blade, and this is for just like spiking things and breaking bits of wood. So, but anyway, you know, you're fine, because Tosfos says over here, we've got no idea what we're talking about, and you have to be machmir on everything. So, you know, so if Tosfos didn't know, how can we know we're okay? But that's the basic point. But the point is, there's two sides. So let's go back now. Yeah. So this is structurally, it's quite very straightforward. So this is below the cardom. You can't use a cardom. So Amar Avchina Rabbah Shalom Yom Mishmedu Rav Lo Shana El Ben Akeva Shalom. That said, you can't use the cardom is with the female side. Rabbah Zachu Shalom, but the male spitz points you may use Shalom is mutter. So says the Gemara, so that's Peshitta. Because why? It says Bekupitz Tinan. Kupitz is basically like a male blade. So if you see in the Mishnah that a male blade is permissible, so too the male part of the cardum should also be mutter. So answer the Gemara now. What might you have said? Hani mili kupit luchudei. When it's only male, yeah, it would be fine. Aval cardum for kupits, but a cardum which has a kupits, a spiky male bit on it, aim amigo de haigis osa. Since the female side is osa, haigis the nami osa. The male side would also be osa. Basically, since it's part of its osa, we say the whole thing's osa. Kamash malam that we do not say that. Okay, safer. Some people teach it on the safer, right? Elba kupitz. It says with the kupitz you can use it. So now we're going to do similar things. So now kupitz is suddenly going to change over here as well. Now kupitz, yeah, is going to have two heads. It's going to be strange over here, right? So Amarav Chinana Bar Shlamia Mishmeda Rav Lo Shanu, right? That it was permissible. Elba Zachma Shlo in the male part. Yeah, aval in the kaver shelo, but in the female part, I mean the other head is going to be osa. Okay, says the Gemara Peshitta, the lo b'kardum tanan. It said that you can't use a cardum, and the prohibitive bit of the cardum is the problem is the wide bit, the female. So the Gemara says ma'ud tema hanimili cardum, that would be cardum alone that it would be osa. Aval kupitz v'kardum, if you have got a spiky bit and the female bit. You may go the opposite way and say, since this side is permissible, the other side is going to be permissible, because you know it doesn't look like an umen dikka kind of kli, it's just it looks like some kind of destructive thing in that which would be permissible on Yom Tov. Kamash v'lan, that we do not say that, we look at each kli in of itself.